to me. I held it in high esteem, and I appreciate you so much, sir. Thank you so much for this grace and this privilege given unto me. The Lord bless you more and more. God of again and again and again and again. It's not only God of the second chance, it's the God of another chance, another chance, another chance, another chance, another chance, till you are tired. There is always more when it comes to God. Father, we declare your name to be praised here this morning. We appreciate your name. Thank you for this privilege of bringing us together at such a time like this. Thank you for what you set to accomplish in our lives and in our heart. We pray, oh God, that you have your way in our midst this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I release myself unto your hearts, oh God, that which you have in mind, oh Lord, for your people this morning, let it be disseminated unto them in the name of Jesus. Let their life be transformed in the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, let all the glory be yours in the name of Jesus. In our midst this morning, oh God, be lifted in the name of Jesus. Be glorification. Hope is not strange to you. It's what we are all aware of. A season of manifestation. I'd like also to open our Bible to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 from verse 18 to 19. The scripture say, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, and the like that word sufferings of this present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. With the glory that shall be revealed in us, the sufferings, trials, delay, disappointment, denials of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. Say, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Title of our ministration this morning is Manifestation, the Past, the Present. Adam was married to Eve, and we know the story. And at the end of the day, serpent deceived Eve, and in return, Eve deceived the husband, love. And we came into the death and the suffering and the disappointment and sorrow that we are seeing in the world today. And God was angry. He came down and placed a curse upon the ground, and the suffering started from that time. But listen to me, I said, God is the author of time and season. He has by his own ways set the season of manifestation before man. And God, thank God through God Jesus Christ, who came down for the earth to redeem us from that suffering, from that sin, from that death and sorrow that all of us, by virtue of the sins of Adam, fell into. So we are redeemed and brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. God determined the season of manifestation for every man. He created it. But the beautiful thing is that God is not regulated by that season and time. He is God. So no one knows the exact moment of his manifestation. No one in this life, in this hour, on this earth, knows the exact moment of his manifestation. Because God created the season. If all of us are aware of a season that by tomorrow something wonderful and glorious will happen to me, I am very sure that that will also affect, you know, the way we live our life at the moment. But none is aware of that. Because God cannot reveal his full details to every man. We are human. is aware of us. Bible says he knows the end from the beginning. He knows the kind of person you are. He knows the kinds of person that I am. So he's aware of that. So the full and the future blessings and glory cannot be revealed to everyone yet. The details and God has in mind for everyone that everyone will become in life and destiny cannot be revealed at the moment. But God will reveal it through his sons and his sons alone. I pray for somebody here this morning that you will not miss your moment and your time of manifestations in the mighty name of Jesus. He's the God of manifestation. It's also the God of the process and waiting. We all desire to manifest. And until God reveals his glory in us, manifestation becomes a mirage. So the glory of God must be revealed in our life. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 5. Say, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed upon all flesh, and all eyes shall see it. How many eyes? All eyes shall see it. Say, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. It is not enough for us to carry the glory. It is equally important for us to do what? To manifest this glory. And I said at that time, I said, sons are the ones that will manifest the glory. Not the slave, not a servant, but sons that have been with his father, that has been with him. Those are the ones that will manifest the glory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 8. From verse 1 to 6, we read through where God has blessed and crowned us with glory, with riches, with honor. That is what is embedded in us. That is that great thing that is lying in the life of everyone. But I said the other time that God, who is the God of manifestation, is also the God of the process and the waiting. We understand the fact that Adam fell because it was not processed. He just found himself become a grown-up man in a day. And he started operating. Jesus was destined to manifest the glory. But he remained in the carpenter shop until he was being groomed. Learned so many things from his father before he showed up. The suffering of this present time are not worthy. It will determine the way we live our life, knowing fully well that there is something at the end of the tunnel. We read God of again and again and again. It does not matter the season you are at the moment. It does not matter what you have done or what you have gone through. God is the God of again and again. And when he will bring you into your season of manifestations in the mighty name of Jesus. But you need to make yourself available unto him. But listen to me, even the suffering that we'll go through, God does not waste any pain. Our Father and the Lord, Benjamin, Grace Madhuru, has told us several times that God does not waste a pain. He does not waste a pain. And he so told us that he will not allow the temptation, the suffering, the disappointment that is greater than us, that is weightier than us, to come upon us. He will always provide a way of escape for us. It will only bring to you what you can be able to bear because he knows your capacity. Tell your neighbor, God knows your capacity. And don't forget to know that for every level of manifestation, there is a devil at the end, at the other side. For every level of manifestation, for every new level, there is what? There is a devil. But you know what? The season does not last forever. Season changes. And that is why you must appreciate the fact of the season you have presently. The fact that you are even alive at the moment, appreciate God. Because Christ in us is the hope of glory. Season don't last forever. I don't know the season you are in. I don't know the disappointment you have recorded. The delay you have experienced. I don't know the deniers, trials, temptation. He said in his word, John 16 verse 33, Say, in me you will have peace. Say, but in this world you will have tribulation. Say, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's a conquered battle for punish the devil. Daddy says it's not the devil. Yes. 1 Peter chapter 4. Leka to ladara was in Brady Shata. The Bible says, but inasmuch, rejoice inasmuch. Let's take it from verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 4 from verse 12. Say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happen to you. So our servant told us, was it 2 Sundays ago now, that even bad things do happen to good people. What God is looking for is your reaction, your response in the time and the season of that trouble. The season of that suffering. What are you saying? What are your words? Because the expression of your words, we guarantee and make us to know that that is the level of the faith that you operate from. And you know, every miracle and blessing that God will bring to any man, it is according to what? To their faith. So if you come to a place of prayer and we confess and pray unto God, you fasted, waited on God for 7 days, for 3 days, prayed unto God. And outside the place of the prayer, what are your confessions? What are the things that we say? Are they not contradicting your confession in the place of prayer? And that is why the problem is. And that is why we have not been able to manifest what God has designed her to manifest. And that's why we just say, we are not walking by sight, but by faith. It may not really look like it, but you know the end result. You know that better things are on the way. So your confession will be aligned because of the tomorrow future that you have a glimpse of. Not the full details, a glimpse of. So the suffering and the pain is part of the process. It's part of the process. Say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm talking about. You have not been there. Yes, I understand. But it's a part of the process. God can decide to save us out of trouble. And he can also decide to also keep us from that trouble. He can decide to also keep us in the trouble. For the three Hebrews men, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the furnace of fire, it's as if God, where is your face? But the fourth man appeared before them in the midst of the fire, and he saved them in the fire. He saved them what? In the fire. Psalm 66, verse 12. Psalm 66, verse 12. Said, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou did what? He brought us out into a worthy place. He has brought you out of the darkness, out of this obscurity, into his marvelous light for a reason, for a purpose, to bring you to a worthy place, to bring you to a place of glorification, which is meant only for the sons. For the sons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the world that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He has set the eternity in our heart. You know the meaning of that? That is, there is something better than whatever things we are going through at the moment. That is the meaning.
set the eternity in our hearts to understand that it's no continuous sitting in this world that we live in. No matter the glories, no matter the blessings, no matter the level of your accomplishment, the Bible said there is no continuous sitting in this world. They are beautiful. They are things that is necessary for us to have. But in this world, they are going to live here and perish here. There's a bigger picture ahead of us. A bigger picture is set before us. Tell your neighbor, his sufferings are temporal. And it's coming to an end now in the name of Jesus. For everyone going through stuffs in life, suffering, pain, disappointment, I pray in the name that is above all name that God will change that season for you in the name of Jesus. Say, though weeping may endure in the night, but though joy comes, what? Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes what? In the morning. So when I'm aware that joy is coming before me in the morning, I will endure. It does not matter what is happening at the moment. Is it 101 we are hitting now or 110? I will endure because I know joy coming in the morning. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 15. The Bible says, and so he hath what? Patiently endured. After he has patiently endured, he obtained the promise. There's a promise ahead of us. There's a promise that God has set before us. And listen to me, God wants us to manifest now and in the future. The fact that we are believers, we are children of God, does not immune us from the sufferings of this world, because we are in this world, but we are not of the world. But there's what? There is glory at the end. After he has patiently endured, that is talking about Abraham here, endure what? Endure the delay of childbearing. He obtained the promise. Endure the ridicule of the neighbors. Endure the trials, the deniers of family members. He obtained the promise. Please endure. And I pray to God, I believe, I agree with you this morning that the season is changing now for your good and in your favor in the name of Jesus. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Say, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That is why I said God does not waste the pain. Even the pain is working something within us. Hallelujah. But because you are here this morning, I declare and hand to every nice season that you are going through, that you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 18, look at verse 18, please. Say, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, they are transient. But the things which are not seen, what can you see now? What is the achievement that you have recorded so far? You can see those stones. They are fungible. You can handle it. Things that you have seen, that you have heard, that you have handled. The blessings, the victories, the success, the sufferings. The Bible says all are temporal. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. But unfortunately, everyone at the slight edge, point of challenges, break down and compromise their son, and that hinder the season of manifestation that God has set before us. That hinder the better and future glory that is ahead of us. God will not manifest his glory in the life of a slave or servant, but sons. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Galatians chapter 4. So now I say that here, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of what? All. Lord of all, but different not from a servant, from a slave. And God will not manifest his slave. And that is why I said God, who is the God of manifestation, is still the God of the process and the waiting. He's with you. And he wouldn't leave you. He's faithful through every season. Hallelujah. Who are the people that will manifest God's glory? Number one, those who will be with him. Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 13 to 14. And he went up into a mountain and he called unto him whom he would. And he came unto him and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach. To be with him. Tarry ye here in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. To be with him, to learn the rudiment and the basis of the nature of the person of God. To understand the person, the personality, and the principles of God. To be with him, to understand the master. To know what he needs to do and what he needs not to do. To understand those things that are freely given unto him and the things that are not freely given unto him. It's not everything because you are son that you are entitled to. Don't begin to have an entitlement mentality. No. It is not. Don't claim what is not. Everybody wants to blow now. Everybody wants to manifest now. But have you been with him? Tarry with him. Stay with him. Everybody wants to manifest. If you see the social media, you will understand what I'm talking about. Go to your Facebook. Everybody wants to manifest. And that is why they are beginning to and put their hands into so many things, dirty things, diabolical things, just because they want to show, they want to blow. It is God that makes a man to be great. Hallelujah. Those who will be with him, who decide, who desire, who willingly submit themselves before him, those are the ones that God will manifest. That are teachable. That your father can talk to you. That your father can rebuke you. And you will not take it to heart. You will not get angry over that. And lock the door and bounce that place. And call the bridge and get out. You cannot manifest that way. If you be with him. Bible says those that God loves, he did what? He chastised. Number two. Who are those that will manifest his glory? Those who will receive him. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many that receive him, to them he gave power to become what? The sons of God. They no longer become a slave. The sons of God. He gave them power to become. If you are son in the house this morning, the power to become is within you, is on you. And what God is waiting for is to manifest. Do you know what? There are so many lives and destinies that are connected and attached to you. And as long as you don't know what God expects you to do at the moment and do it, they will also wait and grow in pain and suffering because of you. So our life is not to be lived alone by self. Live your life in accordance with God's will and scriptures. At the same time, God is depending on you. And that is how the Christian is all about. We're saved to save others. Hallelujah. Only sons can manifest his glory. Number three, those who have their name written in heaven. Luke chapter 10. Those who have their name written in heaven. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devil are subject unto us through thy name. That is a level of manifestation. They were so happy. So happy. I can imagine all of us run, all of us, myself, Bishop, Pastor Fisayo, Pastor Kola, ran to Reverend. I said, Daddy, even the devil subjected to us when we called it our deliverance. That devil ran away, something like this. Jesus said, cool down. Verse 18. And he said unto him, he said, I bear Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 19. Say, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies halt you. Next verse. Say, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. This is not the ultimate. Say, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, they will cast out devil. It's not my thing for you as a Christian to operate in that realm. But that is not the ultimate. Say, never notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. That the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Ask your neighbor, is your name written in heaven? Rejoice that your names are, that is the ultimate. That is the cocoa, that your name is written in heaven. There are lives and destinies that are not carrying microphone as I'm carrying, that their names are written in heaven because they are doing wonders for the kingdom. It is not because of your position, not positional glory, not exceptional glory that we claim, that your name is written in heaven. So this understanding will make us to know that no, whatever way, whatever thing that may come our way, I will not compromise my stand. Who have their name written in the heaven. The next one is those who believe. Mark 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them. It does not follow anybody. Forget that it has been 20 years that you gave your life to Christ. That sign does not follow. If you have sons in the house, what a joy and privilege. Live your life with fear and trembling. And I pray that the Lord will help you and help us in this journey of life in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together unto Jesus this morning.
Hallelujah. If you are clapping for Jesus, can you make it better?